Listen up, hockey fans. You're in the right place. A no-holds-barred debate between two hockey fans. Stay up to date with current NHL news, even the controversial. Welcome to the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts, Brad Brood and Blake Friars.
It is time for the Debate Hockey Podcast, episode 206. I am the host of the show, Brad Brood, joined alongside my co-host each and every week, Blake Friars. We survived All-Star break. Many teams getting back to action tonight, and oh my God, is it so nice to have that.
I know you watched all 3 hours at skills competition.
I didn't watch any, to be honest with you. I had a
What show did you watch instead?
You want to get right to that? We'll just go right to that. I started season. Oh, is it season 8 or season 9 of Below Deck Mediterranean? And I have 3 episodes left, and it's been actually very good. I'm embarrassed I watched that show. But
I'm watching One Tree Hill right now. It's a classic. Oh, God. Classic.
You watching
classic show.
Beverly Hills 90210 next?
You got to also remember I'm 24, not your age, so that's kind of my... It's kind of my era.
Well, I don't really think Below Deck is like right on the hot 100 for 50-year-old guys, is it?
I don't know.
That's, I don't know.
I've never seen a single episode, so.
It's actually, you know, this is so dumb. You want to know why I started watching it? Because Johnny Gaudreau was on Spittin' Chiclets, and he said he got into it during COVID. And I turned it on, and I watched a couple seasons of it.
And I'm like, short episodes?
They're 40-minute episodes, but I watched it during during the summer, you know. And I'm like, I kind of actually, it's like one of those shows that's like, why the hell am I watching this? But I can't stop watching this. So it's a dumb show, but entertaining and fun to watch, I guess. So, you know, should we talk about the Canucks?
Oh man, we're not talking about him.
So how goofy is it that Horvat plays with a All-Star jersey with a Islanders logo on it, plays for Team Pacific?
What's he supposed to do? I mean, it's pretty rare. Like, you usually don't see trades happen over, like, when teams are on break. Like, that usually almost doesn't ever happen. So it was just super rare, and it was just a coincidence that he was going to the All-Star game. I don't know. It was weird for sure.
So I saw a tweet the other day, and you need to like fill me in if this is true. But I had to read it to you because I thought, well, if Blake didn't see this, I want to get his take on this. It said, when you realize that the Islanders just traded for Bo Horvat, who is the 9th pick in the 2013 draft.
Yeah.
On a pick traded to the Vancouver Canucks from the Devils.
For Corey Schneider.
Whose GM then was Lou Lamoriello, who is now the GM of the Islanders. Quit interrupting me. Who is now the GM of the Islanders. Lou just undid the Corey Schneider trade.
Yep. Yeah, he said he probably regrets not getting him at 9 with New Jersey, so he had to get him back.
He's got him now. So,
yeah, Corey Schneider. I didn't even know that guy was still playing. To be honest, like he's has to be in the AHL. Like I don't.
Corey Schneider's not playing anymore.
He's in the Islanders system.
No.
So I think he's in Bridgeport. Yes, because that was the purpose of the tweet, that they're both on the Islanders right now.
No.
That was the whole purpose of the tweet.
No, he can't.
Yes, he's in Bridgeport, I think.
I am looking.
There is no way. I am positive he is with the Islanders organization.
He's like 50 years old.
He's got to be, what, 34?
He is. He is 36 years old playing for Bridgeport.
He's with the Islanders organization. I told you that.
What are they doing?
That's why they're making a big deal of it, because now they're both on the same organization. I don't know. He's not going to play in the AHL again, so I don't really know why it matters.
Oh my gosh.
This is stupid, but here's what it is.
Lots to talk about on the show today, as we will talk about trade bait for the general managers. General managers go batshit crazy, and we got some guys for them to go crazy on. So then we'll dive into the All-Star Weekend, talk about Toronto next, US TV, Horvat contract, Stone out again, and a fun little thing called a Decade of Cups. All right, Blake. Deadline day is less than a month away. And I don't know how you are. I think there's a lot of big names out there, but I'm not super excited for deadline this year. Just with all the cap constraints, I don't know how the hell it's going to work out.
As a little kid growing up, I would literally not go to school on deadline day.
How about as a big kid now, I don't go to work.
I just skip school. Cause I was glued to the TV, cause it was a big deal back then. There was a lot of frenzy. There's a lot of trades. And now it's the older you get, it just gets more disappointing and disappointing as the year goes on. I feel it just gets overhyped every year. And it just
I take the day off. We're doing a show that night. That'll be fun. It'll be good.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. But you know what? I think it's kind of once you've been around some big moves, right? We almost become desensitized to big moves. And they're not as big anymore when they happen. Yeah. We've been talking about Timo Meier forever getting moved, and I think he will get moved. So is that going to be a huge shocker? But Patrick Kane, to me, I don't think he gets moved, so that's a big shocker to me. We'll see.
You don't think he gets traded?
Well, let's start with him. I don't think he gets traded.
I think he gets moved.
I've heard.
You know who I think is going to swoop in? It's going to, like I said last week, it's going to have to be a three-way trade. A team is going to have to retain, Chicago is going to have to retain 50%, and then he's going to get flipped to another team. He retains another 25, and then he gets flipped to the team. They'll pay him $2 million, whatever.
Do you know who you know what I've heard though? I've heard rumbling some multiple insiders saying that he needs hip surgery, and the league knows it. The general managers in the league know it. And
maybe
the price that Chicago's asking is not worth the risk.
And then so maybe he signs a 1-year deal, gets his hip surgery, and then he gets traded before the season. I don't know.
No, what it would be is they would sign him to a 1-year deal. He'd have hip surgery and he gets moved next year at deadline.
That's what I just said.
You said before the season, dude.
Well, either or. He'll get flipped. Well, they're not going to a 1-year deal.
They're going to make sure he heals and he can play still. I mean, so, I am if I'm general manager. You're a Canucks guy.
If he does get traded this year, which I think he will.
You think he will? Where is he going?
I think he's going to go to the Dallas Stars.
Do you think he's going to accept a trade to the Dallas Stars? Because I don't.
I think so.
I don't.
I think so. I think he would.
I think the only place he goes is the New York Rangers. And I don't think they need him.
I had / New York Rangers on here, but I think Dallas will make the best push.
I don't think he'll go to Dallas.
Dallas is a good team.
But if Patrick Kane is a selfish little bugger,
but you gotta look at this. Patrick Kane.
He won his cups.
If he does want to win one more, the best path to the Stanley Cup final is through the West. Yes or no? Yes, the East is better than the West, but it's not even close.
But I wouldn't pick Dallas then.
But Colorado is cap strapped. There's a lot of teams that are cap strapped. I don't know.
Everybody's cap strapped. That's the problem this year, Blake.
The $10 million is daunting. It's going to have to be a creative trade to get rid of him. But I don't know.
Very creative. Let's talk about the big fish right away. Well, we kind of did, but let's talk about another big fish, and that's Timo Meier. And I don't know, with his qualifying offer at $10 million, that would scare the living bejesus out of me if I was a general manager, because I can't – what they're asking for, you can't afford to not re-sign him. You just can't. It can't be an option. So
yeah, but The $10 million qualifying offer doesn't really scare me because most times teams will just sign to a long-term deal under the $10 million. That's usually how it works out.
Let me ask you this one, Blake. Go to Cap Friendly and project next year. There isn't a whole lot of guys that can afford $8
million. Yeah, no, I understand that. I don't know. I just think that Toronto pulled the trigger on this. Either.
Oh my God. There's no way Toronto can do this.
You don't think Toronto can pull it off as a rental?
Yes, oh, as a rental. Could. Yeah. But are they willing to give?
They got over $6 million LTIR. They're perfectly fine.
They're willing to give up all that for a rental?
This might be the year to do it.
Well, they're all in. I know that, but I mean,
they got to keep pace with Boston and Tampa.
I also think though that the asking prices right now are going to go down drastically.
They might.
I think this is a year price tags go down, not up.
Yeah, because nobody has cap. And nobody's got space to do stuff, and the prospect pools are thin. I got the Rangers or the Leafs for Meyer. Those are my two lines. See the Rangers. For him. The Rangers get big fish all the time, right? They traded for Andrew Kopp last year at the deadline. I could see him definitely swinging a deal from Meyer.
Another name that just keeps rolling out there all the time, and I see it all the time, is Vladimir Tarasenko. And I don't know how I feel on this one, because he's been rumored to be going to Calgary. He's been rumored to be going multiple places. I heard Dallas, too.
You know where I think Tarasenko goes?
Where?
And I think it's a perfect fit. The New Jersey Devils. I think it's a match made in heaven for both sides. New Jersey needs some scoring help on the wing.
That's where Timo Meier's going.
Yeah, either or, though.
I've said that. That's my call. Options. I called that one.
If those are your options, you're great with either or.
I think the Devils are, I haven't looked here, but I believe the Devils could even re-sign Meier. They're one of the teams that could do it.
They could. Another team I looked at that could extend Timo Meier's Detroit. Like, say they prefer to sign Meier over Larkin or something like that. You know what I mean? Oof. Which I don't think would happen, but.
Which one of those two would you sign?
Between Larkin and Meier?
Yeah. You gotta remember, Yzerman never overpays.
Personally, I would rather take Larkin. I mean.
Well, do you think they get this done?
I don't.
You think he walks?
I think Larkin gets traded.
Really?
You know where Larkin's going?
Where?
We're going to talk about it later on here.
What do you mean?
Who just went on LTIR from the Vegas Golden Knights?
Oh, Jesus.
That's where he's going. He's going. Mark Stone is done till the playoffs. Dylan Larkin is going to go to the Vegas Golden Knights. Mark Stone is going to pull a little Kucherov action. He's going to come back for the playoffs. It's going to happen. They're going to take advantage of this.
If that happens, there'll be a rule change.
It's going to happen. No,
Stone's done.
Vegas?
Stone's done Vegas? For this year. And he might be done for his career.
Okay, regardless, they're going to make a move, and I think they're going to get Larkin. I think Larkin is...
What do they have left to trade?
Going.
What do they even have left to trade?
Picks.
What? Do they even have any picks left?
Picks. You could trade Nick Waugh. They got some pieces.
I'm looking up to see what they even have for picks. I mean, they have a first rounder. They have a two thirds.
Yeah, they got pieces too. I think that is a legit fit.
They may trade Jack Eichel. that might be a little far fetched, but well, who knows. Jacob Chychrun.
We've been saying this all along. He's going to Edmonton. He has to go to Edmonton. They have to make this move.
I'm pulling up Edmonton on my
Jesse Puljujarvi will be in the trade. Okay.
Well, Jesse Puljujarvi
a first round pick, and one of Yamamoto or McLeod. That'll be more than enough to get it done.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think it, like, he has 3 years left, or is it two? 3 years left.
3 years.
At 4.6. It's a great cap hit. They need help on the back end.
They're going to have to throw in a little, what do you say? Puljujärvi and what?
Puljujärvi, a first round pick, and one of McLeod or Yamamoto, one of those two.
Oh, I don't think they can get rid of Yamamoto, though, can they?
I don't know. I don't know how high they are on him, because, like,
he's not the disturber,
he's
though.
Not the biggest guy.
No, but he's hard to play against. He is.
Like, he plays in the edge, though, for a little bit.
He does. He really, really does. Like, I hate it when I have to play against that guy for some reason. Not me personally, but with my favorite team.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story? I got to tell you a quick story. My daughter last year, my youngest, I have a replica Stanley Cup downstairs. And she asked to take it to show and tell.
You told me this story.
And I said, yeah, you take, you can go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
And she got a little chatty during show and tell and, told her class that her dad played in the NHL.
I'm looking you up on DB. I don't see you, bud. God.
I said, you said what? You told them you did what?
She came home, but hey, Dad, I got a story for you. Show and tell.
Unreal.
That's all time. Oh. You gotta love kids making up shit, eh? Jesus. Gotta love that shit.
Okay, Ryan O'Reilly, I think this one happens. He's a pending UFA.
Yeah. Him and Tarasenko both pending UFAs, so St. Louis has got to make a decision here quick.
I honestly thought this would happen before the All-Star break. I really did, because I thought St. Louis would get out in front of this. But, I'm looking at the standings. Is St. Louis giving up? I mean, are they done? Or are they going to give it one last kick at the can and then sell at the last minute?
Let me pull up the standings here.
I feel like they're not dead. I mean, they're on life support.
They're 8 points out. If Calgary is about to go to overtime, they could be 10 points out if Calgary wins in overtime. So 10 points out, they got to give games to Edmonton, Colorado, Calgary, and Nashville. Probably not happening.
Yeah.
So I think they sell both those guys off.
Where does Ryan O'Reilly go?
I like the fit in Carolina.
Yeah.
I like that fit in Carolina. That was their kryptonite last year. They didn't have enough depth down the middle.
And Pacioretty's gone now, so yeah.
Pacioretty's gone. They need some scoring. I mean,
and you're going to
maybe
get
maybe Tarasenko fits that team better because he plays the wing.
No. Ryan O'Reilly brings something that Carolina needs.
Yeah, no, they need toughness.
Well, they need a little grit. They need
physicality.
But he's good in the faceoff circle. He's really good in the faceoff circle.
Yeah. No, I think that's a perfect fit.
You know who's another guy that I kind of thought Carolina is? Sean Monahan.
Yeah. And Montreal will retain half too, so, I mean.
Do you think they will? Well, they have to.
Yeah, to get more value back. A lot of teams, like, Vancouver retained, I think, 30% of Horvat's deal. Yeah. That's gonna happen league-wide.
They had to do that to get Beauvillier.
Stop.
God.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Carolina for, Ryan O'Reilly.
Jonathan Toews. This is a guy, I don't know. Does this guy get moved?
He's going to Winnipeg.
Blake.
It's a great fit.
It is a great fit. It's goes a feel good home, story. I know.
Rides off into the sunset. One last run.
And I want that more than anything. But I don't know that it happens. I don't know.
You don't think that Winnipeg would use the cap space for him?
Sure. Sure. I know they would. I know they would.
No, that's fair.
Do you know where I think he goes? Colorado.
Part of me thinks though, like, that Taze and Kane got their cups, and I truly think they care about their legacy. Like, those two, their
legacy in Chicago? It's hard to see them anywhere else.
It's hard to imagine those two in a different uniform though, you know what I mean?
Well, they're going in the rafters. And.
No, for sure they're going in the rafters, but like, Taze especially just strikes me as a guy that is a Chicago Blackhawk
through and
for
through.
Life.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
I heard an interview with Jonathan Taze about his clip. I just heard it, but it was a clip from about 10 years ago and I can't remember what radio show it was on. But whoever it was, God, was it it might have been a Calgary radio station, but they're poking Jonathan Taze a little bit. And they said, are you going to make it work when your contract's done so you can end up in Winnipeg for your final ride and da da da. They were joking about it and he was laughing
about it. That was on Hometown Hockey a couple years ago.
Yeah, he was laughing about it and stuff, but oh yes, it was. Yeah, that's where it was. Yeah,
Hometown Hockey.
And, who knows? It would be the feel good story that I would like and everything, but, I don't know. I don't know. It would be a tough one.
Yeah.
The next guy on the list, Matt Dumba. And this guy, what the hell's going on with Matt Dumba? He's been on the trade block for like 3 years.
I'm gonna flat out say it. I don't think he gets traded.
Is he just a bad teammate or something? What's going on?
I don't know, but the way that he's been going on, like, Minnesota would be giving him away for pennies on the dollar at this point. Like,
they're not even playing him though.
There's not much value. He's been a healthy scratch.
Pennies on the dollar would be fine, wouldn't it? I mean, they need to cut salary anyways, don't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's a UFA at the end of the year, so he's either getting traded for very little or he's walking for nothing. So. Do you want to keep him for a playoff push and let him walk for nothing, or you want to flip him for little to no value? Those are your options.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he gets moved. I do.
Yeah.
I feel like he gets moved.
Markstrom just snapped his stick over the post. Oh, boy. Not good. Not good in Cowtown. Fight night in New York today.
They
fight
lost night, eh? In overtime. Okay, I mean they got a point.
No, I know the way that he gave up the goal though. He is out of his net. It wasn't good.
He hasn't been good all year. Like, this isn't a secret, is it?
You want to talk about? We already talked about Larkin. Do you think he gets moved?
Oh, we just talked about Larkin. I feel like they've got to figure out a way to sign him. I
You think so?
I would.
You think
be
Stevie
shocked.
Y is going to bend? He doesn't overpay for guys.
No, I think Dylan Larkin bends.
Think so?
Yeah.
He's making what, 6.1 right now? He's the captain of that team. He's worth what? Maybe a million and a half more. Seven and a half.
He's your captain. I could see seven.
But like the Horvat deal just set the market for all these guys.
Well, we're going to talk about that. But does it set the market? Because if you're a general manager, you can just be like, I'm sorry, I'm not paying overpriced. I'm not. So you but can. Like,
if you're Larkin, that is the direct comparison now for you.
Yeah.
They're the same player.
That doesn't mean another general manager is going to pay that.
No.
Right? I mean, that just doesn't mean another one's going to pay that.
Yeah.
Brock Besser. I do not think this guy gets moved. There is no way in hell this guy gets moved.
You know, I think he's going to get traded to the Buffalo Sabres.
And how much of the salary is Vancouver retaining?
I think Vancouver would probably retain 1.5 mil.
So you're gonna tell me? I'm just let's think about this.
So you get Besser for 2 months. What, you get Besser for 5.1. You don't think that's a fair contract? 5.1 for Besser? He's making 6.6 right now.
And you give nothing? You just get him?
Well, you probably get a third round pick and a prospect back. I don't know.
So you're willing to give up a guy you just signed 2 months ago.
They need to get cap flexibility. We're not talking about Vancouver, man.
This general manager just signed him.
But
he is Wait, Blake. No,
We already talked about this.
You don't understand this though. That general manager is not gonna knock on the owner's door and say, "Listen, I signed this guy 8 weeks ago. 8 weeks ago, not 8 years ago. 8 weeks ago.
Not 8 weeks. No, they signed him in August. Stop.
Okay,
it's September. February.
Okay, so 12 weeks
Four
ago.
4 months.
Well, okay, 14 weeks ago, I signed this guy, right? And now I'm going to trade him for a third round pick, but we have to retain salary on him. That owner's going to be like, what?
They got to figure out a way to get cap flexibility.
They shouldn't have signed Kuzmenko.
He's a good player.
Okay, that helps your problem how?
He's on pace for 75 points.
That helps your defensive problem how? You know I'm right. That's what's eating you right now. It's eating you up inside because you know I'm right. They are not trading Brock Besser. They will not swallow their pride and trade Brock Besser. And if they do, I'm going to laugh my ass off when he's sitting on your cap.
Going to Calgary for Dubé in a first. Book it. You don't like Dubé anyways. Who cares?
I would trade Dylan Dubé.
Okay, last guy here is John Klingberg. I don't think he's getting traded.
Oh, he'll get traded. Not for much.
He's been awful this year, though. It's been awful.
A lot of awful players get traded.
I mean, but Ben Chiarot got a first last year, so.
Ben Chiarot was awful, too.
That's beyond me. And that could turn into Bedard. nice going for Florida.
All right.
Jeez.
I think he's getting moved. Now, one guy I would say I don't think is getting moved is Erik Karlsson.
No, definitely. They want like three firsts for him. This is a golden opportunity to get rid of this contract, and you're just handicapping yourself with this asking price.
Looking like a complete moron is what you're doing.
You know who I think is going to Calgary?
Oh.
It'd be a good fit.
Luke Shen.
Edmondson.
Yeah?
You don't like that? You don't like that fit?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Can play both sides. Luke Shen, another guy fits in there. Nice.
They're getting
bullied by Trouba tonight.
We can't take, well, everybody does. Truba's one of the best players in the league. Joel Edmondson is not coming to Calgary because he's got term. We cannot trade for a guy that has
2 years left. He's got 2 years left.
Okay,
3.5.
Then we can't have him.
Can't afford 3.5?
Nope. We're at 80. We got four players to sign. Can't afford him. It's got to be Shen.
Yeah.
It's got to be Shen.
Second round pick, you can have him. You can have him for a second round pick.
Third.
Third. They're going to start at a second, see if they can get one.
Good luck with that. Tyler Bertuzzi is a guy I'd like to see go to Calgary.
Oh, man. How many years is left on his deal? Two?
He's a UFA.
You just said he can't get any way to term.
He is a UFA.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
two. Oh. That like, there's no way they can go into next season losing Bertuzzi and Larkin in the same offseason, can they? Like, that can't be a legit. Like, that, you can't be doing that, Stevie Wonder. What are we doing?
I do not think you can do that. I think that would be a huge, huge mistake.
That'd be like the Canucks losing.
Okay, wait a second now.
That'd be like losing Toffoli and Tanev in the same offseason. Wait, how?
You did
how
that.
How do you allow that to happen?
And Markstrom.
That would be, well, whatever. But still, like that you can't allow that to happen, right?
Two of your biggest rivals, too.
Yeah, Calgary Canucks.
Oh my God. If you know, you could write a book about the Canucks the last decade of like, how to jack a team all up. This is totally. Just one thing.
It's added another. About 20 years onto my life.
You've taken 20 years off your life, not added
or
20
off,
years
off. That's what I mean, off. I'm going to die like 60 years old rooting for this fucking team.
James Van Riemsdyk.
I don't know. his injury history scares me a lot. He's always hurt. I don't know. I don't think I'd touch him.
33 for a playoff run, he'll go somewhere, not for much.
Yeah. I don't making know. Making $7 million too.
Well, they're not going to, no one's paying that price. You know, they're going to eat some.
But everything's prorated, is it not?
Well, no, no, it's not prorated. It's still got to fit under the cap. It's AAV, but it's, you'd save cap, you know. They're accruing cap space is what they're accruing.
Yeah.
All right. Time to go around the league. All right, Blake. I don't want to talk about this very long. Let's get this All-Star game out of the way. I didn't watch it. I turned on the skills for a second, and they were on a golf course shooting pucks, and I said...
Okay, let's just talk about this for a second, okay? Let's just talk about this. So the one on the golf course is called the Chipotle Chip and Putt, okay?
But there's no chip.
Okay, whatever. Nick Suzuki from the Montreal Canadiens won Chipotle for a year, and they interviewed him, and he said, "We don't have a Chipotle in Montreal, so what the hell is the point of the contest? If you can't use your Chipotle, you don't use it in the States, Nick. Come on. Like, what are you doing?"
They're going to have to trade him.
Like, come on.
They're going to have to move him.
At least put guys in the competition that have it in their city. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what is happening?
This was a befungled mess. Like all I kept seeing on Twitter.
The dunk tanks, the golf, like what?
There was more sitting around and standing around waiting for the next event. And I'm like, what is this? Is this going on for like 6 hours
tonight?
And then they
do the fastest skater, and then they wait. They make them wait like 3 hours to do the finals. Like, what are we doing?
We're going to try to pull a hammy tonight.
Like, they're bringing out Luongo. Mitch Marner's coming out in a white suit. It's like, what is going on?
I've heard people say, well, this is for the kids. You know what? If the NHL really wants to care about the kids and get the kids excited, lower your fucking ticket prices so kids can go.
Listen, did you see what the AHL All-Star Skills is way better? They took the glass out. They took the glass out so that the players can interact with fans. It was way better. And they actually tried. Like, you see, like,
novel. It's novel, right?
You see, Sarah Nurse comes in on Shesterkin, does the Forsberg. Shesterkin's not even trying. Like, what is that?
Nobody tried. It's a waste of time.
Like, even in the All-Star game, I watched like 10 minutes. They don't even try.
They don't. They were not even, they were coasting. I can skate that fast.
Like, do you remember in baseball when the winner of the All-Star game determined home field advantage votes? That's, you got something to play for.
Well, I remember.
And now they even.
I remember when I was a kid.
They took that out. They took that out.
I remember
it's kind of not fair, but.
In 80 and 81 and 82, I remember watching a lot of the All-Star games and I was a young kid, man. But they were 5-on-5 and Gretzky played and God, I remember watching like Guy Lafleur play and like it was like they tried, man. Like players tried.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I don't know.
It's just a vacation nowadays, man. They go down to Florida.
But they don't even want to go. They don't want to go. The players don't even want to go.
Now it's in Toronto next year. Like, come on. Yeah. I don't know.
This is a big problem for the National Hockey League, but a bigger problem.
But it just, it almost like with the skills competition, they try too hard. They try, just keep it simple, man. Just keep it, none of this extracurricular shit.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke. Another thing that's a joke this year, U.S. television viewership is down 22%, averaging 373,000 viewers per game. It's a 22% drop. They are in the second season of a 7-year deal with ESPN/TNT. And last year, I mean, they just dropped. Last year, they had 478,000 per viewing. Now they're at 373. And I know why. I know why. This is a simple one.
Are you talking about blackouts?
Well, that's a problem. You want to hear what the biggest problem is? The games are all on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, like nobody that's I commented on a post that said nobody's paying for ESPN Plus.
Well, no, it's I
what,
do.
Like, it's what, $10 a month?
Yeah, but okay, it's well worth it, right? But listen to this. It's well worth it. But here's the deal. Okay, the true hockey fans are going to find it, right? But the marginal guys aren't going to find it. They're not looking. Back in the old days, they'd be flipping the channels.
Cable,
and
they
there's a hockey game on, and they would watch it, right?
Yeah.
People don't do that with streaming anymore.
Yeah, the older guys ain't going to look over there. Oh, let's pull up the iPad and get kids ESPN Plus app.
It's kids like, won't do it either. Kids are busy just playing the video game. They can make their own game. Why do they need to watch it? Here's the problem. Streaming is going to be the death of sports. Why do you think the NFL?
They're trying to get it in baseball, basketball, football. Like they want like.
Why do you think football's still so popular?
They're talking about Netflix. Even football Thursday night is Amazon Prime.
Yeah, and so lowest ratings they get of any game.
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because the other ones, people can be flipping through their channels and be game's on here. Yeah. And they'll watch it. People aren't going to search it up. Mediocre fans aren't going to search it out. And it's a frickin' mess is what it is. And the NHL, their cap space is going to go down.
For me to watch Vancouver Canucks games this year, I have to subscribe to Sportsnet now.
Yeah.
Because I live in Saskatchewan and it's blacked out. It's so dumb. Like the blackouts, it is insane. I'm in Saskatchewan. What is me watching a game and being fate Saskatchewan having to do with blacking it out for Canucks games?
I haven't got to see
I don't understand.
I haven't watched a Minnesota Wild game this year.
Yeah, or you probably get no Jets games either.
I don't get a Jets game or I get the Jets games. No, this is how stupid it is. I get all the Jets games and they're 3.5 hours away from me, but I'm blacked out of the Minnesota Wild games and they're 9 hours away from me. Figure that one out.
Yeah, I get Edmonton, Calgary, and Winnipeg. Leafs are blacked out, Habs are blacked out, Canucks are blacked out, Ottawa's blacked out. It's a joke. It's so stupid. It's so silly. Well, just get rid of them. All sports should get rid of them. Baseball, football, everything.
Well, the television deals are what these teams are surviving on, and if everything's blacked out, you're not going to get very much for your next television deal.
No.
The next television deal in the U.S. will be worth less money than this one.
It's so silly, man. Like, there was so much, like, when I heard ESPN and Turner Sports, I was excited. I was like, okay, like,
I wasn't.
This is good.
I knew ESPN would bumble this up.
TNT does a pretty good job, though.
TNT does a good job. Yep.
TNT does a good job. They put a good broadcast out and their panel is good. I like it. It's good.
Yeah, but ESPN's not doing a good job at all.
Talked about the Bally Sports fiasco.
Yep.
Yeah. That's another thing in itself that's not good.
2 weeks in a row, we got US TV problems. It's not a good situation.
No.
Bor Horvat signs a long-term deal with the Islanders on Sunday. 8 years, $8.5 million AAV. My only way of summing this up is this deal for Horvat is something that general managers do when they're desperate. And when you don't build a team through the draft and you construct it poorly, this is what you have to do.
Listen, Horvat's been in league for 9 years, okay? For about 6 of those years, he's been a consistent 30-30 guy with elite face-off skills and above-average defense, okay? This year, he's at 30 goals at the All-Star break. He's on pace for 50 goals. He's on pace for a career-high 80 points. That's not the player he is, and that's what they paid him to be. They paid him to be a 40-goal guy and a 80-point guy. He's a 30-goal guy, 60-point guy that is a good pro, leads by example. He ain't worth 8.5. So we're going to say that Leon Draisaitl and Horvat are worth the same AAV now? Like, that's what we're doing here? Like, come on.
So
Horvat is worth, he's making 5.5 right this year. He's worth at the absolute most 7 million. At the absolute max.
Do you see what Lou Lamoriello said today?
Yeah, it's too much money and too much term. No shit. When you got your own GM saying that, like, yeah, that ain't good. Like,
well, he's right. I mean, he's just speaking the truth. Somebody else would have signed him for that. Like, I hate to say that.
Okay, if you were a GM, if you were a GM and you had enough term or money to sign him to whatever contract you want, well, how much would you sign him?
7 million, 5 years, because I would never sign anybody longer than 5.
Yeah, and he's almost, well, I would go 7 with him because he's 27.
I wouldn't.
Or sorry, he's 28.
It's still going to be bad on the back end.
No, it is. But, why I mean, 8 years so, times 8.5. This guy is going to be 37 years old. Like, yeah, you hope the cap goes up and up and up and up and up every year, but with this TV deal stuff and the bankruptcy, like, I don't know.
You want to hear something funny? In 3 years, the Islanders are going to have Horvat, 30 years old, making 8. Lee, 35 years old, making 7. Nelson, 34 years old, making 6. Palmieri, 35 years old, making 5. Pageau, 34 years old, making 5. And Cizikas, 34 years old, making 2.5.
Yeah.
So, you are old.
Yep. I agree.
Okay, I wanted to do something real fun here before we get into three questions. And I saw this on Twitter where a guy predicted the next 10 years who wins the cup. And so I thought, well, Blake and I love predictions. So why the hell can't Blake and I throw out our cup
this
champions?
This is just like shooting from the hip.
Oh,
I'm just throwing teams out.
Okay, so
I put a bunch of names in a random generator and just spit out seeds.
Did you really?
No.
Okay, I want you to do it. 22-23, who did you already pick to win the cup? Or did you change it?
I picked Calgary, but I'm changing.
Okay,
changing.
Well, what do you want? Who do you want then?
Boston Bruins.
Okay, that's a cheap, easy pick. Okay. How about 23-24?
Calgary Flames.
Okay. Have you seen their cap space, by the way?
Continue.
24-25.
Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay. 25-26.
Colorado Avalanche.
Okay. 26-27.
Edmonton Oilers.
27-28.
Well, hopefully we're still doing the pod.
We will be.
New York Rangers.
Okay. I can get on board with that. 28-29.
Detroit Red Wings.
Okay. 29-30.
Anaheim Ducks.
Okay. 30-31. I can't argue these because they're that far out.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Back at her again. Kicking the can again.
Yep.
31-32.
And the last one for my sanity. The Vancouver Canucks are 20-32 cup champs. Let's go.
All right. Do you want to hear mine?
Let's go. Let's fire them off.
Okay. I'm sticking to my guns. I still got Calgary.
Okay, bud. Nope. I'm off. I'm off the train.
Okay. 23-24, I got Carolina.
Okay.
24-25, I got Edmonton Oilers.
Okay.
25-26, I've got the New York Rangers.
Okay, so we're kind of close here. Okay.
26-27. I've got the New Jersey Devils.
Ooh, okay.
27-28. I've got the New Jersey Devils.
They're back to back?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
28-29, I got the LA Kings. 29-30, I have the Chicago Blackhawks. 30-31, I have the New York Rangers.
And this is awesome.
31-32, I have the LA Kings again.
This is like Chicago, LA, Chicago, LA all over again. History's repeating itself.
Do you want to hear who the guy that I saw on Twitter predicted? I'll read his off.
Okay.
He had in 22-23, he had Boston. Next year, 23-24, he has New Jersey. 24-25, he has the Edmonton Oilers. 25-26, he has the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, okay, just stop the list here. Come on.
26-27, he has the New York Rangers. 27-28, he has the Dallas Stars. 28-29, he has the Seattle Kraken. 29-30, he has the Calgary Flames.
29-30?
Yeah.
Who would have been going to be 100 years old?
30-31, he has the New Jersey Devils again. And the last year, 31-32, he's got the Winnipeg Jets.
Just new cores are just coming up quick.
So I am going to keep those, and we're going to watch them, how they progress over the next 10 years. But I thought this is kind of fun. This is kind of fun. Okay. All right. Okay. Three questions coming up.
It's time for three questions.
Last week, Blake fired three questions at me. It is his turn. No, I fired three questions at him. This week, he fires three back at me. Go, Blake.
What team is poised to have the best second half in the NHL?
Calgary Flames.
No, it's the easy one. Colorado Avalanche.
Wow, yeah.
They're going to get hot.
They already are hot.
They're going to get hot. What is your favorite hockey memory from a live game that you attended? Oh, I might have stumped him here, folks. Oh,
I've got a couple that are running through my head. The year after I graduated from high school, my high school team made it to the state championship.
Didn't you get a GED?
Shut up. I have two college degrees, you knucklehead. Anyways, it was a year after I graduated. My hockey team made it to the state championship game and won the championship game 9-8 against our biggest rival. Both goalies obviously sucked. And our team had like a superstar stud that scored like four goals. And that was one of them. Another memory that we'll never forget.
Do you have one from like an NHL game that you attended?
Let me go one more here.
Happened at an NHL game?
I will never forget Team Canada versus Team Russia World Juniors 2005.
Grand Forks.
I'll never forget that.
Double Dion.
Yeah. An NHL one, the first time I went to see my favorite player, Theo Fleury, play, he took a
slap. Your favorite player is Pavel Bure. He stopped the cap.
He took a slap shot to his head in the bench.
Damn. You want to know what my favorite memory is live?
What?
I was in Vancouver. In
2011.
No, this was in, this was 2009.
Okay.
2009.
Were you in diapers?
Islanders. Still? Yeah. Islanders versus Canucks in Vancouver. John Tavares as a 19-year-old kid. 5-point night. And I go downstairs after the game, get to meet Tavares and get a picture. It was so cool. It was actually unreal.
You know what's another good memory of mine? Madison Square Garden, Flyers, Rangers, freaking Colton Orr jumps Federko off the face-off and beats the living shit out of him. just
okay, pummeled them. Third question. Okay. What NHL rink that you've been to has been the best fan experience?
Winnipeg, by a mile.
Yeah.
Bell Center. Yeah. Bell Center was number two.
You gotta get to the new, you gotta get to the new Rogers.
The old Nassau Coliseum was probably number three.
Yeah. Any listener question?
I do. I got two of them.
Ooh.
One of them's from, one of them's from me.
Oh, come on.
Okay. The first one is, I got asked this question and it stumped
me. Well, who's it from?
It's actually from one of the guys I work with. His name's Sam Dufano. He asked me a question the other day at work and I thought that's a good question because he got me thinking. Okay. And his question was, who are the three players in the NHL right now, currently playing in the NHL right now, that you hate the most?
Ooh.
And I could name you like over time, but he stumped me because I'm like, oh my God, right now? And I'm like thinking, Jesus, who the hell do I hate?
Okay,
right
now? I used to hate Brad Marchand. Yeah. I don't hate him anymore.
I don't either.
I
got three. I got three.
I don't like Drew Doughty.
Oh, I don't. He should be on my list, but he's not. He's an honorable mention.
I don't like
Drew Doughty.
I don't like Matthew Tkachuk. Third one.
I'll have to edit those little squeaks out.
I don't know. That's a hard question because I don't really hate anybody anymore.
You want to know my three? Evander Kane.
You loved Evander in the playoffs last year.
Milan Lucic.
Oh, he's on your team.
I don't like him.
And hate a guy on your team.
I hate him.
Against the rules.
And number three is Quinn Hughes.
Oh, stop.
Yes, it is.
Okay. What's the next question? That's ridiculous. Like, that is just flat out blasphemy.
That is blasphemy.
That is blasphemy. No, that is ridiculous. No, you're just, it's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's the truth.
It's ridiculous.
Pettersson gets honorable mention.
Yeah, okay.
What is, here's the question I wanted to ask you because some of the shit that's going
on. I might just click off right now.
Some of the shit that's going on in this league has got me a little baffled lately. And so I ask you the question, what is the worst thing about the NHL right now?
Do you want me to be a broken record? Am I want me to beat more dead horses here? It's the review. It has to be. Today, Mangiapane blatantly kicks a puck in the net to tie the game late in the third period. They review it, and so they still can't get it right. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
It makes zero sense.
You know what I think? You know what I think the worst thing is, and I'm not going to go into it in detail. I just want to touch on it briefly. Is
iPads on the bench?
No.
Sports not on the Flyers bench.
Sports used to be my escape from the bullshit in this world.
Yeah, now it's in sports.
And NHL is bringing this woke world in and embracing it, and they're not listening to their fans. You know what? I don't care if they embrace it. I don't care if they hate it. Just don't bombard it with it, right? It's not hockey. Yeah. It's not part of hockey. It doesn't need to be part of hockey, right? Politics, media don't need to be part of hockey. Let's enjoy the game because it's a beautiful game. It's a fun game. It's a great game. And I felt so happy today having hockey games that meant something starting. I was excited today. I was excited to listen to.
That was an unreal game today.
That Rangers Flames game, honestly,
might have been the best game of the year.
Might have been the best game of the year. It was that good.
Yeah, it was.
It was that good, and I think that's how this stretch run is going to be. I think it's going to be balls to the wall. There's a lot of teams that this is going to be one hell of a push. I think, don't you?
Yep, it's going to be unreal.
We are back next week talking hockey again. Same time, same place. Message us your questions this week, and we'll answer them live on the show next week. And All-Star break's done, man. This is where the shit gets real. Enjoy this week's
hockey. What are you talking about?
What? All-Star break's done. All-Star break is done.
Oh, All-Star break is done.
What did you think I said?
I thought you said Blake's done next week. I'm like... What? I was like, what do you mean I'm done?
Fired him on the show,
canceled,
man.
Canceled off the show. You're doing it yourself.
Just fire him. Just cut loose. Let's do it. Oh, man, fans, enjoy this week's hockey action. We're back again Monday night. I can't even quit laughing. Hockey talk every week, the Debate Hockey Podcast.
Get connected to the Debate Hockey Podcast on all forms of social media. Follow the show on Twitter at Debate Hockey and follow the hosts on Twitter at Brad Brood and at Friars Blake. The Debate Hockey Podcast can also be found on Facebook, and check out the podcast website for all the current and archived shows at debatehockey.com. Get connected, stay connected for insight, opinions, and yes, controversy. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast with your hosts Brad Brood and Blake Friars. For more great content and to stay up to date, check out debatehockey.com and on Twitter at Debate Hockey. We'll catch you next time. This episode of the Debate Hockey Podcast was copyrighted and produced by the Inside Edge Hockey Media Group.